He led the BYU football team in tackles last year. He started at a number of different positions, free safety, strong safety, some nickel, and had a tremendous pro day performance down at BYU just a few weeks ago. Sky Pove. Sky, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Hey, we're living the dream. We're talking BYU sports, and we got you on to give us an update on all things BYU Cougar football. Sky, great pro day performance. What has your life been like since that pro day performance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the training up until pro day is pretty intense. We're doing a bunch of 2-a-days and stuff. And so the week after, Jordan just told us to kind of just do like a recovery week. Like we just did some light lifting, stretching, stuff like that. And then I just took off to St. George with the family, and we had Easter down there in St. George.
Did you get any golfing in?
No, I didn't. We're actually watching my nephew. He's in a baseball tournament. So most of my days we're watching the Little League baseball down there.
Didn't want to pull a muscle, I see. Taking your craft seriously.
Yeah.
The numbers that I got from you, and I know the official was 4.52 at the pro day. That's awesome. 37 vert, 10'3" broad jump. I had around a 6.660, but I talked to Jordan. Jordan says that it was a 6.56 bench, 17 pro shuttle, around 4 flat. Does that seem about right?
Yep, that's what I heard as well.
What did you hear from scouts and your agent after your performance?
Yeah, so I don't think any scouts thought that I would perform the way I did. Leading up to pro day, my agent had talked to multiple teams, and their big thing was they were going to show. They were like, yeah, he has really good film, but we want to see what he's going to run in the 40. And so that was their big thing. And so I think I answered a lot of question marks with that. And he's had quite a bit of contact with some teams. They're most of them obviously interested in safety, but I think as people have been saying a little bit, there's a couple teams that have contacted him to see if maybe I could do some slot and the other side of the ball.
What's interesting about that is I'm sure you still keep tabs on Spencer Hadley. Spencer Hadley, phenomenal outside linebacker for the Cougs for multiple years, even inside linebacker. He ended up playing some slot and some tight end fullback stuff out of the backfield with Oakland this last year and got a contract because of it, because of his versatility.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it was Bill Belichick that said it. The more you can do, the more you can do. And I think that's true. I mean, the more you can help a team in ways, whether it's on a practice team with looks on offense or defense or special teams, obviously is going to be huge for a guy like me. The more stuff you can do, the more valuable you are. So, yeah, I agree. That's I've been running routes lately with Austin Colley, and I've been catching balls from Christian. So it's just, I mean, heck, even if I don't play it, I can market myself as a guy that could help on either side of the ball for a practice team or for whatever it may be.
How comfortable do you feel, and how do you look when you're running, catching footballs?
I feel really good. The first day, the first thing Christian said, he was really surprised. He's like, dude, he's like, most defensive guys can't catch. He's like, you got good hands. And I was like, yeah, I played receiver in high school, and I've always caught the ball pretty naturally. So that part of it seems pretty natural. But I mean, obviously, I haven't ran routes in a while, and so it's been working. Austin's been awesome, man. He's been like really willing to meet with me, to talk with me, and so just trying to learn the different steps, learn how to get out of breaks and stuff like that.
Sky Pove on with us here, former BYU defensive back on Cougar Sports ESPN 960.
Sky, Brandon Gary from the Deseret News here. I really enjoyed covering your career at BYU. Can you kind of maybe talk about your career starting out at a position that wasn't natural for you, and being able to end really strong at the safety position? Just kind of encapsulate your entire BYU experience and what you learned from it, and maybe the difficulties and the successes.
Yeah, I came in obviously as a walk-on. Early in my career, my first year was tough, man. I just got off my mission, which anyone off a mission knows that's hard. But I had gotten really, really sick on mine. I had actually lost like 40 pounds on my mission. I was already pretty like skinny when I left, and I came home like a skeleton. And it took a while for them to kind of get me healthy again, so it took me a while to get back with my legs under me. And then as I did, going into what would have been my junior year, was when I get hurt, which I'm sure, some people are aware of, tore my foot, which was a whole year process, and that was rough. I was told I might not play again. I tore it multiple times, and finally kind of got healthy. I got as big as I'd ever been. I came in at 215 that year. I wanted to try to get some reps in at safety, and about a week into camp, Jordan Johnson goes down with a knee injury, and Coach Hal approaches me and asks me if I'd move the corner. And so it tells me to lose all the weight I just worked hard to put on, and asked me to move to a position that I'd never really played before. But just him and Coach Mendenhall and some other coaches thought maybe I had some, like as a safety, I had some good coverage skills, so they thought maybe I could play some corner. Yeah, obviously did what I could. I'm not a corner. I'm not trying to say that I am, but I feel like I did a pretty decent job. And but it did help me. It helped me going into my senior year because, I mean, I spent a whole year doing nothing but covering guys. And so, I mean, as safety, I felt really comfortable covering anybody because, I mean, I'd been there where I was on an island. And it was just fun to be able to play my spot and just be able to try to showcase the skills that I felt like I had and that I could help the team in a way that I always felt like I could.
Ben Crittle whines about this all the time, and somewhat justifiably so. I mean, I've been covering BYU football for a while now, and fans love to dog on cornerback play, and it's very easy to see why, just because you guys are so exposed. When you guys screw up or are perceived to screw up, everyone can see it. And you playing out of position, obviously a lot of, I think, unfair criticism was laid at your feet. How aware of that are you as a player? Do you make yourself aware of that? I mean, fans can be pretty brutal. Were you kind of aware of just maybe what fans were saying during your first early days playing at BYU?
I mean, I was, but just because, like, a lot of them tagged me, man. I would get tagged and stuff. People were saying stuff. And, I mean, I'm 100% with Ben on that. It is a... To be honest, I'd kind of fallen into believing a little bit of what has been said, but going, talking to my agent, he said the teams actually liked that I'd played corner. It showed, kind of like you said with Spence, it showed that I was maybe a versatile player. And so, like, I was kind of trying to, I dug through some junior year stuff to look for some film at corner just to show, you know, that I played different spots. Watched that season, and I was pretty surprised. I only gave up 3 touchdowns in, what, 13 games. Yeah. Which, I mean, I was like, I mean, it's not. I mean, it's thought it was pretty decent coverage, you know, and but it is. It's when you give that one touchdown up, it's the whole stadium sees it. I mean, it's you, it's that guy, and it's everyone sees it happen, and it's kind of a very visible position, a little different than maybe, you know, maybe a running back who has a bad run and it's just a no gain, or a receiver drops a pass and it's just second down. But I mean, as a corner, you make one false move and there goes 6 points, you know, so. It is tough like that, but I mean, yeah, like you said, some fans are, I mean, they're all entitled to their opinion. Some of them choose to be a little more negative than others, but you know, you just, to be honest, I kind of just put my head down and just tried to let my play speak for itself. I just thought that numbers kind of don't lie, and I just always wanted to try to leave it out on the field.
You mentioned that the scouts liked your film. What did the scouts see in that 2014 film of you?
The first things that we heard back is that they thought that I was a great tackler. That was the one thing that they were really impressed with. They said that he's really good tackling. He rarely misses tackles. The next thing that was usually brought up was my coverage. They thought that I was a really good coverage safety, and that, in man situations on slots, I did a good job. And then, just kind of, I don't know if this is, cause I don't know, maybe they can see it through film, or maybe it was through talking with coaches. But the other positive they'd talk about was just kind of my understanding of the game, just knowing where to be, knowing when to be there, and kind of just like that side of stuff.
Sky Povey, former BYU defensive back, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Recently, Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com, he's a NFL draft analyst, said some really nice things about you. Also mentioned that Julian Edelman comparison. It seems like there is some momentum coming from that pro day experience. Did you put up numbers that even surprised yourself, or did you know roughly what you were going to do when you got there?
No, yeah, I had a pretty good, I think the one that was pretty, I mean, that even kind of surprised me is my second, my second run, I had multiple scouts. They clocked me at a 4.49, and a bunch of teams kept me at that. And so teams that have talked to my agent have actually said, yeah, we'd kept him at a 4.49, which, I mean, the goal was a 4.55. That's kind of what we were thinking I was going to run. And so that was good that I did that. But, yeah, the vertical, you know, I always knew that. I've always been able to jump pretty well. In high school, I was a long jumper, and jumping's always been something I've been pretty decent at. So I knew I'd do good at those. And then the other ones are the ones where I knew I'd really excel, like the change of direction, the three cone, and the shuttle, because that's kind of been something that I think it helps me with my open field tackling and helps me with my one-on-one coverage is my lateral speed. I've usually been pretty quick. And so, I mean, with Jordan helping me and learning the exact steps, because, I mean, obviously most football players, we don't do those drills. You know, I mean, it's you do it once in your life for that, and that's it. And so just working with Jordan and just having him help me and learn the steps and stuff and being able to apply, you know, some of the skill set that I had to that, I think just equaled, you know, a good pro day.
Sky, I want to get down to what you learned from this 2014 season as a team, collectively. What did you learn from this 2014 season? You had ups and downs, 8-5 season, some close losses, some close victories, injuries. There was a lot of things that went against BYU this year.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that season kind of summed up, in a way, like a lot of just my career in total at BYU. Just whether it be, you know, just adversity and just pushing through when nobody believes in you. Because, I mean, you guys know we had the whole Cougar Nation behind us there in the first four games, and then next thing you know, you see less people in the stands, you see less excitement from the students, and kind of just got to a point where I'm sure we did have a bunch of following still with fans, and we did have some support, but I guess the feeling I think a lot of us maybe felt, it was us, man. Like, we realized it was the team, and it was us players, and we had to gel together. We had to get behind Christian, and we had faith in him, and kind of that's when we got things rolling again. And so more than anything, I think it's just, you know, you just, man, you can't let anybody tell you who you are or what you can do. You got to know what you want. You got to know who you think you are and just go after it. And regardless of what anyone says, regardless of circumstance, just put your head down and go to work and just believe in yourself. And I think we kind of caught that in the middle of the season, and I think we started playing better.
Having been through the process of just kind of not having a lot of expectations and maybe even some adversity, but rising up to it and enduring all that and performing better than most people were expecting, how does that help you just with this NFL process, maybe beginning that same process over again?
So sorry, just to clarify the question, just you're saying just me, like being in, like, are you talking about me in particular?
Yeah, you in particular.
Okay. No, yeah, man, that's been my career. Coming out of high school, wasn't a highly recruited guy. I came out of a small high school that didn't win a lot of games. People kind of told me I wouldn't make it. Went, had to go to a JC, played there early. I don't think early in my JC, I didn't play much.
What JC did you play at, Sky?
I played at Snow College. Hmm. So I went to Snow College early there. First couple games, didn't get much time, but slowly proved myself, and by the end ended up being like a starter that contributed like a lot to the team. And then through BYU, the whole same thing, just the people saying that I would never do it, that I'm this, that I'm too that, you know. And it's just one of my favorite quotes. I had it. It's been the screensaver on my computer, I think, since I've been at BYU. It's a picture of Muhammad Ali, and I think everyone knows his most famous quote is, "I am the greatest." You know, it's kind of the quote everyone knows by him. Well, it's another quote by him. It says, "I am the greatest," and it says, "I said that even before I knew I was." And I've just always kind of believed that it's, you know, what you think you are, I mean, you set your own limitations. If you let other people define you, then they will. But, I mean, just my dad raised me, and as a child just growing up, it was kind of always like, the sky's the limit. And whatever you set your heart on, if you work hard and if you don't give up, then you can get it. And that's kind of was my mentality at BYU. I always felt like I could be a contributor, and I just kind of worked accordingly, and I was able to show some of that.
according to pro day numbers, and I think if you look at the eventual pro day numbers of those that are currently in the secondary, I'd say last year was probably the most athletic defensive backfield in Bronco Mendenhall's tenure. Pretty dang athletic, in my opinion. Just watching you and Rob Daniel out there, your performances, and I think you know the future is also bright as far as athleticism. How can a team, a secondary, be so athletic? Craig Bills also be so athletic yet give up so many touchdowns and so many yards?
Yeah, I agree. We had a lot of athletes last year. That was actually. From what I heard, that was what the scouts actually had mentioned, too, that BYU, that hadn't seen numbers at a pro day like that at BYU in a while. And to be honest with you, a big part of that is that something that's interesting, I don't think most people know, is in yards per play last year, we were actually ranked, like, I think 22nd in the country. And that includes, I mean, yards per rush, we were, like, top 15, I want to say, and yards per pass, we were, like, 23rd. So, I mean, it kind of once again comes to that, what people perceive. I mean, it seems, and I'm not saying that we played out of our minds because we didn't, but I don't know. A big part of that is it was a different type of offense. I mean, our offense was running 90-plus plays a game, and so in turn, we're playing a team who is getting 90-plus opportunities, if that makes sense. I mean, Cal at halftime had 50 plays, and so even though, I mean, we're ranked top 25 in the country in yards per pass attempt, I mean, when they're getting 80 of them, you know, they're going to add up. And so, I don't know, it was a unique challenge. I mean, we had some young guys out there, some younger than I was used to. I remember my sophomore year, we were really senior heavy. And this last year, I saw more freshmen and sophomores play than I'd ever seen. And so, I mean, it was very unique, like you said, injuries, guys having to step in, just trying to get used to the whole, I mean, I know it's maybe our second year of the up-tempo offense, but it's a different dynamic than it used to be back when they used to defend, you know, 60 plays a game. So I think it's a little different, but yeah, I think all of that mixed in, you know, the youth, the all that put together, I think kind of added up to maybe us not performing to our best.
Did the secondary try to convince, I know this is kind of off subject here, a little bit random, but did the secondary try to convince Dallin Leavitt to stick around?
Yeah, I mean, Dallin, obviously we were all super close with him. Me and Dallin, he's one of my good friends, and I know he came to me and to Craig, talked to both of us about it. He was just kind of what he was feeling. And, I mean, I don't think anyone in our room really had hard feelings towards Dallin. We all liked him. Kind of just came down to, I think most of us gave him a similar answer that, you know, that we'd love to have him stay here, but he needed to think a lot about it himself and the pros and the cons, and he needed to do what he was going to make him happy, you know, and what he thought was going to help him out. And I think that's what he ended up doing.
Sky Pove, former BYU defensive back, on with us here at Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. If the NFL, once you've played in the NFL for 5 years and you've had a nice career, what are you going to do after that, Sky?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, most athletes, you know, we try to delay hanging them up as long as we can, and that's obviously the goal right now. Try to make it however I can. If it doesn't happen, I don't know. I've thought a lot about coaching. It's something I've mentioned before, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm so stuck in football mode right now that that's what I think about. But I don't know. It's just, it'd be hard for me to give up the game. It's something that I truly love and I'm really passionate about. And, I mean, I love watching film. I love everything about it. And so, I don't know. Maybe one day Coach Pove could be something that's in my future.
Hey, what advice would you give to the young men that are currently in a similar situation as you were? You know, maybe overlooked coming out of high school, need to develop, maybe go the JC route. What type of advice would you give them?
Yeah, I mean, I would just kind of just echoing what maybe I mentioned earlier. I would just say don't ever let anyone try to tell you who you are or tell you what you can and can't do. there's a bunch. There'll always be naysayers. There'll always be critics. And I mean, it's super easy to criticize, you know, to sit back and just criticize what someone else is doing. But I think a big part of it comes from self-belief and just knowing that. I mean, my philosophy was that I was going to outwork everyone. It was always that. I think I'm more naturally talented than people kind of thought, and it's hopefully Pro Day kind of maybe made people think different a little. But that's definitely not what made me who I was. What made me who I was is that I refused to be outworked. I knew that I had to watch more film than the guy next to me. I knew I had to go. I had to run more sprints. I all those things. I mean, things that I just refused to be outworked. And I think if you believe in yourself and then actually apply that and just outwork the competition, I think you'll give yourself a good shot at being successful.
What would you say to the haters that thought that the only reason why you played because you have a brother-in-law as a coach?
You know, it's funny, man. There's no change in any of their minds. If I make a roster, it'll be another reason why. Or if I, it's always something, man. I mean, it's a quote I saw on Twitter not too long ago. It says, like, haters will see you walk on water and say it's because you can't swim. And it's just, there's a lot of truth to that, man. People don't want to be proved wrong. And, I mean, honestly, they're entitled to their own opinion. To be honest with you, the type of person I am, it actually fueled me. Like, a lot of that stuff kind of, it makes me work harder, makes me want to, I had a chip on my shoulder, I would say, the majority of my career. So, if anything, I mean, I guess I'd say thank you. Like, I think I had a kind of an extra advantage that maybe guys who come in and are highly recruited didn't. And I kind of think I was more hungry than some of those guys, and I think it helped me out.
There you have it. Sky, we appreciate you. Thanks for coming on with us. Good luck as you take the next step in your career. If you need anything from us, give us a holler.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.